This is a prepaid call from
William Coates,
an inmate at the County Correctional Facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
We're running out of time here. I thought this was interesting because it's a local politician and it's a national story, and you're a lady. You own the equipment. You are a woman, and I am a man, and I have an opinion about it too, but I wanted to hear yours. So representative, we talked about her, I think, a couple weeks ago too, Anna Paulina Luna, right here, our Congress lady. She defeated a GOP effort, and she's part of the GOP. She's a Republican, to block proxy voting for new moms and dads. And it says 9 House Republicans joined all 213 Democrats Tuesday to keep alive a bill that would allow lawmakers who are new parents to cast those proxy votes for 3 months after a child's birth. The GOP revolt, spearheaded by Luna, was a blow to White House Speaker Mike Johnson, who swiftly moved to cancel scheduled votes for the remainder of the week. Last month, Luna secured the 218 signatures to a parliamentary tool known as discharge petition, forcing a vote. What does this do exactly? Just tell me what it does. Tuesday's vote came one day after Luna left the hard right House Freedom Caucus, saying that it had blackmailed Johnson trying to kill her petition. Democrats rallied around Luna's measure, with Representative Brittany Peterson addressing the House and carrying her 2-month-old Samuel in her arms. She said, "When I was pregnant, I couldn't fly towards the end of my due date because it was unsafe for Sam, and you're unable to board a plane, and I was unable to have my vote represented here and my constituents' vote represented." And what's your, you said you have a good take, or not, maybe not a good take, but a hot take.
No, definitely not a good take. Probably a hot take. Now, I am a woman. I do identify as such. And it was also the gender I was assigned at birth because I have a vagina. But I am not a mother. And I'm sure I would get some hate for saying this because they're like, "Get out of, mom. You don't know." You're right. I don't know. But guess what? I also don't care. So I think, although it shouldn't be banned or anything like that, it's fucking rude. You get elected into Congress and then you decide you want to start a family. That is a fucked up move. I don't appreciate it. You are representing a district in your state. People are relying on you to be there to represent them and their interests. And you decided that you were going to go get knocked up like the hoe that you are and be MIA. And now you want to do it from home. And then that Peterson woman, the Democrat, she had like 3 kids in like 5 years as a member of Congress.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, that really grinds my gears. Now, it's not one of those things where I would ever want like a mandate. Like, once you're in, you know, you don't want to be locking up women and have, you know, control of their reproductive lives and all that, because we don't want to control women's bodies. Okay, but it's fucking rude. That's what I'm going to say. It's not nice because we elected you to do some business. You represent not just yourself and your family, but a giant collection of people that are relying on you to be there and be aware. And you can't do that when you have like 6 kids running around.
Yeah. I share your opinion.
Okay, great, right? It's rude.
I will say this. I think there should be a mandate. I think it should be lesbians and postmenopausal women are the only people that can serve in Congress. That would be unfortunately too cross to bear. You know, it's one of these things. It's like, "Well, I couldn't serve then." It's like, "Well, sorry. If you can't do the job, then you can't do the job." That sucks. But maybe come back and after menopause, and we'll see.
What you're not having kids.
Right.
I'm not against like a 35, but you had 2 kids when you were 20. Fine.
I say it tongue in cheek. You know, part of it, I'm being facetious, obviously, a little bit, but I think you make a valid point that if you know, this thing, person that you created, which is incredible that you were able to do that, but you may not be able to do your job in government, which is a very important job.
We can't. when you have a newborn that you have to feed every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you haven't slept in days because guess what? They need that titty milk. I'll say that in this segment. They need that. They need to be breastfed so they don't turn out like you. No offense.
None taken.
You know, but you cannot do your job well, and you can't be just, oh, you made it to Congress. And, you know, Paulina Luna, when did she get to Congress? Like 22? And then the next year she has a kid. Mm-hmm. And that other Peterson woman, she was like, I've been in Congress for 5 years and I've had 3 kids since then. That sucks. Mm-hmm. You suck. And I feel like you should not, like, if I was in your district, I would not vote for you again. Mm-hmm. Like, look what you did. You were unavailable. We needed you. We're, I don't want to say your children, but you're representing us. And you decided I'm going to go out and create a few more lives that need me and rely on me and not just my attention. Like, if you're, you know, a mom to teenagers and you want to neglect them and be a crap mom, fine. But if a newborn actually needs your body, like, yeah, to sustain life. So, yeah, I got a real problem with this. I think it's you suck. And I would not vote for you again.
Mm. I think that there are other factors here, which is number one, that she's saying, well, we'll just let proxies vote. Like, I think if you have a laptop set up and you have a secure connection with a VPN and whatever, you know, privacy that you can put on your computer. I don't know anything about computers, but and you can listen and you're holding your baby and you can listen and then vote. Okay. That's fine with me, I guess. But it also just shows you that if they're talking about proxy votes, how these people, even Congress people, are just, you know, kind of mascots for a little blob of power, you know, where they have their aides that read these bills and tell them how to vote, because she's got a million different things going on. So they read
them
and then go, yes, vote yes on this, no on this. Like, she's not sitting in, not only her, but the vast majority of them spend most of their time making phone calls asking for money for their next reelection campaign. So they have a team that is doing this stuff. So it doesn't really matter if she's not making the vote herself. But I agree that it at least needs to be some sort of, to save face, that you should be available and be there, and this should be your job. Because it's not really a full-time job, right? Like, they're not getting, I guess they do get paid. Do they have other jobs?
Yeah, they get paid.
This is her job, right?
This is your job. And here's the thing, like, it opens the door to, say, fathers of newborns, right? So then they're going to be out for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then what if you're out on paternity leave, but then you decide, you know what, I'm out on paternity leave, might as well just go on vacation. You know, people take advantage of this. And I read an article about, it was like an editorial, but about, it just kind of opens the door, Pandora's box of, okay, well, I want to go to a funeral and I'm going to this funeral that happens to be in Germany. And while I'm there, I'm going to just stay an extra week and just say I'm there for the funeral. You know what I mean? And so people take advantage of this like they did during COVID. Which, fine, it was a pandemic. They didn't want people to get sick. But then you need to return to work. And they did. And now Ana Paulina Luna is, you know, teaming up with these Democrats about how it's like, I don't want to say like low-key feminist, but kind of. Like, we need to be, this is supposed to be the party of families. It's like, no one's against families, but you need to have had your family, in my opinion, before you come to work for somebody else's family.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. I think that technology will kind of allow us to do certain things, but like voting by computer or something. Then, like,
why does anyone need to be there at all? You know, like if one person can do it from Zoom, then like everyone collectively, hypothetically, can do it from Zoom. But as I understand it, much like doing a radio show, there's, you know, you argue and you, it's probably not like a, you know, the British Parliament, but there's back and forth. And what about this? And you're just not going to get that via Zoom, you know? So,
no, you're right. It is interesting that all the Democrats, I feel like just leftist politics in general is have my cake, eat it too. Mm. And well, how are we going to do it? We're just going to mandate it. And then, we'll get there. But I think it is an interesting point. Like, if I'm trying to think, what would the equivalent for a man be? And I guess this just isn't a man. Like, a man can do it. because he doesn't have to look after a child, right? Unless let's say unfortunately his wife died or something and he's got a newborn. Then you might go, well, sorry, you can't be here. You can't be at both places at once, right?
I mean, dude, there's been women in Congress for, I don't want to say it's so long of a time, but probably since like the 60s at least. Them bitches found a way to do it. They found a way. They maybe bring their kid on the tit to work. Okay. But they were there.
Did they? I wonder if they did. I don't know.
Or maybe they just had the courtesy to not have children when they were working for the country. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you could even say the country or your job or anything. I mean, the FMLA requirements for like paternity leave. So I was doing that FMLA leave last year. I mean, some of it's like 6 months away from your job. And it's like, you know, 4 months are paid and then two are optional where you depends on what your company's plan is. But it's like 6 months away from work. Like, dude, I don't think your company needs you. I don't think your company needs you if you're away that long. Just seems like, I don't know, like way too much. I don't know how companies are operating with that. It's particularly if it's a low level person, which they don't get that much. Usually the higher level people are the ones who get that 6 months away from work. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what a burden you're putting on your, you know,
exactly, on everyone else.
Yeah,
it sucks. So maybe it's not a very pro woman stance. And I'm sure if when people hear that, they go, well, you're not a mother, you know. And okay, I'm not, but also like that's a dick move. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It is.
And it's federally mandated. That's 6 months away, or whatever it is. 12 weeks, I guess, at the very least of job protection. Where you can wait, and that's 3 months. You can be away from work without getting fired.
Three months,
a quarter of the year, 25% of the year, you could be away and not get fired.
Well, I'm sorry, for what job is this again?
Like, just FMLA, which is like the Family Medical Leave Act. So if you have...
You're mandated to pay these people. Okay, I mean...
Well, no, it's not. FMLA is not paid, but there are some companies that have a short-term disability that you layer on top of FMLA, and then it can be paid. And some companies do pay, you know, have very generous packages where women can be away from work for 6 months.
Yeah.
Like paternity leave on top of that. So, I mean, like some are away for a year.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're away for a year, your job's not that important.
This has been a free excerpt from HMB Radio with Will Kuntz and Anna Hummel. You can get the full episode audio only at hmbradio.substack.com. If you subscribe, you will get access to the full audio only 45-minute bonus episode that we did. It's real cheap. We keep it as cheap as possible. It's a great way to support the show. That's hmbradio.substack.com. Thank you, and we'll talk soon. See ya.